Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. We've just found out something quite amazing, that Kunal really hates dogs. You've got a big fear of them?
I don't hate dogs. I don't know.
You just said you want to kick every dog. Kick the dog.
Kick my dog?
Wow.
Have you killed an animal?
Yep.
What?
Spiders.
No, but...
No, proper, like
a butterfly. Like... What's the biggest
animal you have killed, Mr. Crocodile Dundee?
A cat.
Probably a rat.
A rat.
I killed a rat. It ran...
Like with a broom or something?
With a broom?
No, I hung it. It ran...
Like after execution? Was it like a trial? Like you have eaten all the cheese.
Was it the electric chair?
And then you hang him on the street of New Zealand.
No, I ran...
For example.
The cat brought like a half one, not half one, but half alive one, half dead one. Oh, yeah. Thursday night on the taxi back from Bolster, a guy drove over a fox.
But that wasn't you.
No. I was going, go on. But it was... the noise is awful, eh?
Did he stop the car or anything?
No, he drove on, but he rang the police.
All right.
What?
Yeah.
He just drove on?
And he
How did you see it was a fox?
Well, I said, is it fixed price, mate? And he goes,
because
no. He goes,
what
drive.
The fox say?
What did the fox say? Not much after that. It was awful, though.
Was it a fox news?
Fake news. huge. No, so I was, it's quite awful, but no, a rat ran into my bedroom and I jumped on this sofa and
your
then...
Your bedroom?
Yeah, yeah.
In New Zealand?
In New Zealand. And then a few weeks later, my mum was like, you're a disgusting man, little boy. And I was like, why is that? Your room stinks. And there was a rat like dying.
Oh, they smell, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd gone in the sofa.
I used to work at a restaurant where... It smelled from somewhere. Why is it smell? Something wrong with the pipe. Something wrong with the pipe. And I was like, it's something in the walls, man. Because they used to have rats there. There's something in the walls. Yeah. It felt like, you know, like Sherlock Holmes or something. But it used to scare, like, so it was a waitress who was terrified. They used to throw a thing on the floor because there were so many rats there. Open the wall. It's been a dead rat lying there. And, man, that reeks, man. That smells a lot. Dead body. Otherwise, I think the biggest thing I've killed is probably some kind of fish.
Some kind of fish?
Yeah, you know, the biggest fish, I guess.
Okay, the biggest fish you caught, like fishing.
Yeah.
What about, out of the three of us, I'd say Kunal would be the most to go on, like, big game hunting.
Yeah, because he would like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like it. Yeah,
you see.
Like, to kill an elephant or something.
Sure.
Like, endangered species.
Yeah, of
like
course.
Like a lion.
Wow,
yeah, of course.
There we go. That's proper
but
gangster.
That's just the balance of nature.
No,
it
it's
is.
Not a balance because they're dying.
Yeah, and they don't get guns. Ever. They don't get guns to shoot you.
Like, I'm not saying that I don't care about
why
animals
not, why
or elephants.
Paintball with a lot
really
of money
really
on it.
Do we really need elephants? Like, could you tell me?
You're
like,
Hanuman.
You're Indian.
You're Hindu.
That's Ganesha, man.
Yeah, but
Hanuman is a monkey.
Yeah, monkey is good. Soon it will be then. Then he'll die as well. Then
I
no
would
monkeys.
Kill him. I will kill
what
him
if I killed a cow? You'd be
you're
angry.
You're the worst
there.
Hindu on the planet.
I would eat it with a deal. What was the burger you was referring to?
You're the worst Hindu on the planet.
Yeah, actually I am.
I love
eating cow.
Yeah, but the one thing is so. Eating. But would you think? Do you think it's... I don't see the.
I don't
enjoyment.
Care about animals.
No. You don't.
No, but I don't see the sport. I don't see the sport in... No, but to be honest, when I didn't eat meat, it wasn't because I was it was just from an ecological point of view. I just it's just bad for the environment.
You were a hipster girl.
No, I was just a girl. Hipster became later.
Yeah, with a beard.
That's like so many offensive things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like but that kind of
anti women, anti animals. What's wrong?
Anti hipsters.
And and
I'm a hipster. Is
he just
fine.
Says that out casually. That's why he's one of these rappers. He doesn't care.
No, but wow. He's one of those unsuccessful rappers.
We keep this in the pod, right?
Of course, yes.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. We didn't say anything wrong.
We always keep it in the pod because you're...
No, he edits things out. He's yeah. stupid. Yeah, yeah. If people could listen to what you say, what things you cut off...
No, actually, I've stopped.
We would have
that.
A lot more followers, but all of them would be white supremacists.
I actually listened the other day, and it's just Kunal's voice. That's all it is, just saying really cool things.
Okay, if I'm not against women, I'm against elephants.
That's yeah, but what, why would I be...
I think, do we really need them? Can you just give me one... Like, okay, this is why we need elephants.
Well, if petrol runs out and there's some blocks, we need somewhere to walk so we can ride on elephants.
That's but you don't have elephants where you live.
Of course, we don't need it for a practical reason.
We don't need
so that, you so it should be ridiculous. Fine.
We don't need them. Rap music.
I don't need rap music.
Oh, is this now we're going to be like minimalists and talk about what we need and what we don't need elephants. Can we just stop there?
I think it's a great argument.
It's a great argument.
I don't need rap. I don't want them to die. I don't want all the rapsters to die.
Rapsters.
The gangsters are raps.
Well, they just had the widest high five of ever as well. First, Adil goes.
I actually get an Indian high.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to? Rapsters. Who are you talking to? You're looking at your screen going, they just had the whitest.
Honestly, try to defend from that. I mean, okay, you don't think we need elephants. That's fine. But do we have to kill them? I mean, all the rappers or rapsters, like gangster rappers.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great word. That's a new low. Rapsters is something out of this world.
I thought it was a great combination.
Every 100 elephants that die, a rapper dies.
Yeah.
That's what happened to Tupac. He's not dead, by the way. He's not dead.
He lives in our hearts.
Just leave it alone. Come on.
Well, that offensive.
That's offensive. That's offensive.
Guy died 20 years ago.
He just died.
What about Dumbo?
Killing.
Yeah, exactly. Talking of killings, you must have had a heart attack Saturday afternoon. Tottenham 3-0 up? 3-1 up.
3-0 up.
3-0
up.
3-0 up, but it was always like the olden days, wasn't it? But we held firm in the end. Stupid red card. A bit harsh, I think, but still.
Sorry, second yellow.
Did you just say the olden days?
Yeah.
You can say that, right?
The olden days.
The olden days.
You say that.
Like, even if you said it's like 3 or 4 years ago when we just gave away.
I've just heard the golden days. You can say the olden days as well.
Yeah, that's way better than the golden days.
Yeah.
The golden days.
Isn't that the show with these golden ladies?
The Golden Girls?
You're thinking
of Golden Shower, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. So last Friday story is keep it to yourself. it was a scare. In the olden days, we would have maybe... The olden golden days. We'd have botched that, but we didn't this time.
But you were saying about Andy Carroll. Why don't they play? But when they do, they just play hoofball. They're awful to watch, man.
I think the team that West Ham has, it's pretty limited. So why not play that kind of... You know, that Stoke football, what Bolton used to do when they were up.
Well, what Allardyce when he used to have West Ham.
I think they should go back
to their strengths.
The squad.
Yeah, but we have the same problem as Crystal Palace with West Ham. They had Sam Allardyce football.
Yeah.
They wanted something different and to play more possession.
But they haven't changed their players.
No, exactly.
They still have Mark.
No,
Noble
not only that. Not only that. When they took Bilic in,
yeah.
I mean, just because he got that great wins away from home,
yeah.
How did they play? They sat deep and countered, and that worked.
And it was also Payet being incredible.
And that worked for a couple of games, and then they got found out.
Yeah.
Payet left. What's left? They have no real creative. I mean, the most creative midfielder is now Mark Noble. I mean, are you kidding me? So I think
that's a noble.
And if they play Carroll, it's all gonna be that.
Yeah.
If you just hoof long balls for Carroll, what he's gonna knock him down to who? Chicharito's alone. And then you got three defenders on him. There's no way they're going to lose him. It's just too simple against good teams. So I think in the second half, when we went a man down, they put some pressure. Then it worked all right.
Yeah.
But even then, how much chances did he create? And before we went down to 10 men, they didn't create a single shit with that tactic.
So West Ham struggling. Do you think Bilic is...
I think he's safe for now. but
I don't, man. I think he's
according to reports that he might just have a game or two left.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I think he might have a couple of games to
But the thing is, when you get down the bottom there, a lot of these teams, they play. You know, it's like Palace. You know, Palace play City, and then I think they've got United, Chelsea, Liverpool. You know, I mean, Huddersfield this week, we've got Tottenham.
Yeah.
This is when we're going to find out we're just going to get no points. You know, I expect us to get, we're going to get hammered because we play that open style.
Yeah.
We're going to get beaten absolutely badly by one team.
But we struggle against teams who put, if they put really good early pressure on us.
Yeah.
Or they sit really deep. That's usually the two ways to beat us. And you played the other way, so.
Sticking to Huddersfield, what about their results?
It was all right. It was a point away at Burnley. Yeah. It's a tough place. I had a bit of a weird thing with Van La Parra diving. And it was a bad dive as well.
Yeah,
yeah. And Wagner said, you know, afterwards, if it is a dive, you know, that's not what we want to see.
Yeah.
Sean Dyche actually just went, I don't think it's good.
He was really upset.
Yeah, he actually said it's not the player.
No, he said, I don't know anything about him, but I think, because he said that he gets a retrospective ban, how did that help us? And I'm more and more in favor of that, you know, the problem when people get retrospective bans or red card suspensions, it's against other teams. It makes no sense for me. I mean, if somebody cheats you, how the hell do I care that guy is not going to play against my rivals now?
I agree.
If you take an example, if somebody would have done that to Spurs, we say, they get earn a penalty, he gets now retrospective banned 2 games. The 2 games he get banned is against City and United. It's doubled up for us. I mean, not only did we lose that game for a foul decision, the best player who can play against our opposition is now suspended.
You raised this before, that basically it should be that he should be banned for the next Spurs game, basically.
The first game they play against the same opposition.
But then what if he's like a substitute or something like that?
But next time he plays, so what?
If he's a substitute, it doesn't matter anyways that he got a red card against a big team. The point is that whatever he did to earn a red card was not against any other team. It was strictly against your team. So if it's hurt, like an injury, it's your team. If he fooled you, so they got a red card, they got a penalty, you drop points. Nobody else dropping points. Nobody else plays to get an injury.
I'm going to throw a bit of a curveball in here. And it's not because he did it. Diving isn't the worst thing for me.
No, it's not.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
Because it's just one of those things. If people are willing to do that, and they should be punished, I think it should be, I think a yellow, I think if it's a stupid, like Van La Parra, I think it's a straight red, you know, for me. No, I do. But I don't mind it. If you're willing, the thing with Van La Parra is he had control of the ball. He's through. And he's gone, I'm going down. And it was a stupid one.
I mean, it's a good, I think, the red card thing. If one person is clean on goal, he's one-on-one with a keeper, you take him down. You get a red card for last man. It's because you destroyed a goal-scoring opportunity, you get a red card. If you try to fake a goal and it was all fucking dubious, then that should be a red card as well. I mean, it's the same thing. The other one is trying to prevent a goal. The other one is trying to cheat a goal. You're actually cheating. The other one is not even cheating.
There's so many in-betweens because where there is
a... I just feel you should suspend them.
Yeah, but you know, where there is a little bit push and you can't really judge if it is someone's...
No, but that's not a dive.
Sometimes it is.
Yeah, but for instance, this situation, sometimes when somebody just pushes you a little bit and you exaggerate, I don't think that's a dive because there was contact. He feels that it was a penalty because he was running, but referee says, well, it's still not enough. But if nobody touches you, nothing, you just go down. Sometimes the players do that. They're anticipating that they're going to get a knock on the feet. They fall before that, but the other player didn't knock him on the feet. Then he dived. It's a clear dive. It's cheating.
I think the
exaggeration is not the same for me.
Okay, cool. I just think that
if it's no contact, nothing, that's diving.
Yeah. I like the rules like they are right now. Like, you get a yellow card for an obvious dive, and that's fine. I think, you know, it's a lot of gray zones.
But I think it's two things. If they see the dive, it's a yellow card.
Yeah.
But just like other things in football, is if somebody does, like, if somebody hits somebody and the ref sees it, it gives him a yellow. So he saw it, he deemed it a yellow. You can't complain about that. If he misses it and you see video afterwards, he gets a three-match ban suspension. Why doesn't the same occur for diving?
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
No, I agree on that.
The other one is a violent play, maybe, and this is cheating. What is worse? To be honest, in my book, cheating is worse than violent play.
I'm just... I kind of like the diving institute
of football. Surprise, surprise. You want everything to be owned by one man, and you sit beside him and win
every game. I kind of like...
How about Everton? Everton, big result, really. They're one down.
Exactly. Looking really bad. And Nias scoring twice, right?
Yeah.
Saying he saved his job.
Yeah, it was a big result.
He wanted to sell him in the summer, Koeman, of course. He was loaned out last season. They wanted to sell him, didn't sell him, and now he came in and scored. And he looked great, to be honest.
Still needs to keep on winning, I guess.
No, the team is not good enough. They need to push their goals aside. I mean, for them to try to break in the top four is ridiculous.
They should try to avoid relegation. That's what
Everton.
I'm saying. Yes.
No.
That's what I'm saying, because it looked...
No.
I think they're top ten, but I don't think they're top four.
They should be top
ten. If you look at the squad, they're still, I would say, seventh.
Yeah, of course.
Seventh squad in Premier League.
Yeah.
We have seen
a lot of teams being seventh. When West Ham went down, and Newcastle went down, being...
But they weren't. But listen.
Yes.
No, listen. They were seventh one season. Everton and Tottenham has been top eight the past 15 years. We haven't missed outside top nine for 15 years. No other team outside of the classical top five with City, Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool. They've been having the position, maybe it's finished seventh, but there's no other team than Tottenham, Everton that have been there every year. We finished fifth. We had every other year we finished fifth when there were only four teams. And after that City came, we started finishing sixth and seventh. Everton, Tottenham.
Think that with this squad and the start they have, I think Europe is far fetched. Like that is a far fetched goal.
Look at me. I was the one in the beginning who was saying that they've been playing absolutely shite. But the problem is this: in the Premier League, they've been playing shit according to what they should be playing and what the goals they put on them and the manager.
Yeah.
The way they've been playing, every team except for the top six have that. I mean, look at Crystal Palace now. Absolute shit. Swansea was shit in the beginning. Then they drew.
Crystal Palace losing 5-0.
First team
0 points.
0 points and not to score a goal. First time.
Incredible.
In Football League history.
And again, Manchester City just flying. There's 20 goals now in four games. It's incredible.
United getting a pretty good win against Southampton.
Didn't look so good.
No,
I think it was the old United, you know.
But, you know, sometimes you'll struggle if you still get the result.
I think that shows strength.
That shows strength. It does.
I'm not sure. I think it was a bit of old United from last year. I think they got found out a little bit.
Southampton away is always a difficult game as well.
Yeah, and Southampton were top of them. They were playing really well, and United played defensively and they made it. But I think you can already see the importance this season of Pogba, that they miss him.
Liverpool back on winning winning ways again.
Yeah.
Game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and incredible record with Mignolet's the penalty.
Eight.
Yeah. You know.
Most, five total. James had four saves in total of the Premier League.
Yeah.
And Mignolet has now five. That's a record. He's saved most penalties in Premier League.
And it's funny because Vardy, you know, when they show you the stat before he takes it, it's straight down the middle. Yeah. And this one he kind of went a bit to the side. But a good win for Liverpool and a win I think they really needed.
Yeah.
They had the kind of Carling Cup thing and it was a bit of a downer.
Yep.
People sort of saying. And Coutinho back playing really well, I thought.
A game played yesterday as well, Brighton against Newcastle. Pretty intense game. I don't know if you saw it.
I think it was good.
Yeah, it was good. It looked like a championship game.
It was a championship. Yeah. Tempo was high. I just feel that Newcastle, they're not gonna get relegated because they're gonna pick up points playing their way. But it's just so rough at Benitez. It's just one way or the highway. He never changes anything.
Yeah.
I mean, when he takes out a striker and puts in a striker when they're chasing a goal, and then he takes off a midfielder, puts in a midfielder. There's never any change in shape or style of play or formation. just never. He will just grind out until they get the result. I guess it's really good in the long run.
Yeah. He believes in that in the long run. Yeah. And if that will keep them up, then yeah, who can blame
him? Can we just say about Morata as well for Chelsea?
Wow.
What a great start. He's got
looking really good.
Six goals, you know.
It looks like it's going to be four strikers making up for that golden boot this season.
Yeah.
If it's with Morata, Aguero, Lukaku and Kane, all of them just free scoring every game at the moment. But yeah, he looks amazing. The good part is he fits perfectly into that team. Very perfectly. I think he's even better than Costa to running behind the defenders.
Talking of Costa, he's signed with Atletico. Mm. Quite big money.
Atletico playing at Sevilla, you could see Costa in the stands as well.
Yeah, I just wanted to say they've got a new stadium.
Yeah.
Don't seem to have a problem with their stadium.
No.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
No, and it was interesting. There was a big article about, like, you know, all the players are, like, welcoming back. You can't play until January because of the transfer. Yeah. But now there was a big thing about Simeone, how he's gone into this rotation policy, and he really didn't used to do that. They got to the Champions League twice, the final, with very tired players. Like, nine of the players played, nearly every game, you know. But this time around, he just keeps on rotating, and he said, I need to do this,
He's got a pretty broad squad, to be honest, so it's it makes sense.
And, all the teams that end up winning Champions League and the league, they rotate. I mean, look at Real Madrid last season. They basically rotated 11 players at a time. He had two squads he was rotating. And you didn't even notice what team was playing if you looked at the results, because they were all winning.
So, and they got back to winning ways.
Yeah.
Real Madrid.
Yeah, after a bad start.
Yeah, quite really a terrible start. Yeah.
So let's see if I don't know. As we have seen the Spanish league, maybe this distance is already too much, to be honest. It could be. No. It could be that it's, how many points is it? Is it 7 points?
7 points. I still. They've still got to play each other.
No, but you know, Barcelona. And they need to beat Barcelona twice, and Barcelona needs to drop more points.
But I agree with you. If it was a couple of years ago,
this
when,
would be
when
over.
Barcelona was, you know, under Pep and stuff like that,
yeah.
Or even when they, you know, when they were winning every season, then 7 points already, you would think, wow, they've made. But now, considering how the season have gone, they're dropping points way more than before, especially Barcelona.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but they're looking good so far.
How about PSG?
PSG dropped
without Neymar.
Without Neymar, dropping their first points, they had a lot of chances. Especially Mbappe should have scored twice. But yeah, dropping their first points. Not really much to say about it. They in the French media, you know, all week has been about Neymar and Cavani, and you know,
he broke the scoop there. Kunal Chopra was an exclusive.
Went out saying basically that I will play them both. They need to find a way. I want both to take both. I don't know why he said this, but he said I need both to take.
Who's both?
both Cavani.
Joking.
Both Cavani and Neymar to take.
Thought there was another player called both. I'm playing both.
And penalties. They need to settle in.
I can't believe he said that, but then he went back on his own words. Yeah, he said he needed to settle himself, and then said,
otherwise,
I decide. Otherwise. But I decide in the long run.
No, he said, otherwise I decide. If they can't decide, then I will decide.
That is just such a... I think he realized when he said that, like, wait a minute, if I say this, it makes me feel weak.
Yeah.
And they're like, I will. It's like, why would they decide?
Bayern Munich also talking about one-horse races. Yeah. Bayern Munich
started badly.
No, but Bayern Munich dropping points were up 2-0 to Wolfsburg at home, and surprisingly dropping to all.
Yeah.
Borussia Dortmund tennis set 6-1 against Gladbach, I think.
Yeah.
Dortmund looking really.
But then when I saw Dortmund versus Tottenham,
they
were outstanding.
No, they weren't.
That's the only team we've played.
Yeah.
Where all the stats are just reversed.
Yeah.
Then they are to all other team. All the teams we play, we usually run more, have the more ball. We ran more against Dortmund. We have the ball more. You know where the heat map is completely. It was just a completely different game for us because they were so bloody darn good at what they do.
And Aubameyang scoring again,
saying in media that he wanted to leave Dortmund this summer. He was ready for Milan, but Milan didn't show up. He said this before the game, but now he's happy. Of course,
everybody says that about Milan. Yeah. Apart from Sampdoria, what went wrong, man?
Wow.
A terrible game.
Me and Adil discussed this on the way here. It was a disaster of a game. It was actually.
Did you record it on the what in the car?
No, we didn't record it. No, but actually, what we said was basically it looked nothing was working. Every player was.
Was it like Milan of olden days?
No.
This no, like last year, kind of.
No, this was worse.
It was just a footballing meltdown. I mean, every phase of that game, nothing worked.
But you watched the game against Lazio when they got beat.
Yeah, but that was another game.
I would say that was a 60-40 game. Yeah. And the result didn't, four goals wasn't. That wasn't fair, to be honest.
No,
but 2-1 to Lazio.
And to be honest, that game, I think Lazio also played even. Sampdoria did tactically well, but whenever Milan got the ball, it was like everybody was on
no. But it was basically what it was basically, they put some high pressure on Milan. The first time Milan was put under this kind of Tottenham, Atletico Madrid kind of pressure, and there was no plan for that.
No.
Bonucci was the only go-to guy, so Bonucci was doing the plays. You know, the midfield wasn't involved.
The defending?
When the midfield got involved, they were shite. Especially Frank Kessié that we discussed has been a lot of ups and downs. He's been the greatest player of all games, except the two games that we lost against Lazio and Sampdoria. He was the worst player on that field.
We said it's bad to go... show up in the bigger games.
Yeah.
But he's young and everything. He's got a bit... he reminds me a little bit of Lukaku in that sense that... He's efficient and stuff like that, but then sometimes he touches the ball and you think,
I agree. But he had a really poor game. But the biggest problem at Milan is Suso, that was terrific last year, started this year pretty good as well. Since we changed formation to 3-5-2, there's not room for Suso.
No.
But he insists on playing Suso as a central attacker. Suso can't play that role.
I didn't understand seeing Suso play as like a striker. You're like, why are you doing this? It's like forcing Christian Eriksen to play
It doesn't suit.
But that's what I think what struck you seeing that game. And I feel a little bit, we talked about it when it bought a lot of play in the summer, that they were just buying a lot of good players, so we didn't exactly know if they needed exactly that or that. They didn't address maybe every problem, but that's the first step. You just need players first to come in. I just see some of the games, Lazio, same thing. He just misses the balance of the team sometimes.
Yeah.
And when you don't have the balance, you can't control the game, and you're just left chasing the entire game, and you're not built to play that way.
No.
Where do you go? Where do you go?
Have you sort of got the same problem as Everton, where you've spent a lot of money?
Yeah, but... You know, the differences, and this is what I want to say. Of course, the two, the hard games of the season, we've lost both, and in a pretty bad manner as well. But 6 games played, 4 wins, 2 losses. Okay, 6 points behind Juventus and Napoli. That has just gone clean. But, you know, they're already saying, there are already calls for Montella to leave. 2 losses.
It's football, eh?
And next upcoming games are Roma and Inter. They need 4 or... And, you know, the sporting director went out publicly saying this, that we need 4, at least 4 points out of these games. Otherwise, we'll look to options. He said this. And there's already talks about Walter Mazzarri. And if he comes... I don't know. I just feel
we're in a shitter.
Wouldn't
that be just temporary?
Yes, but at least for all season. Yeah. And we need that Champions League. You know, the money is in the Champions League. We won't get the money
is
back.
It?
Yes. No, but
what about Inter? An amazing game. No, it was an amazing game.
It was a good game.
He's
and
frustrated.
Last 5 minutes.
I'm just frustrated. Of course, you know, as Adil pointed out as well, big teams get these kind of results in the last minutes at home when
Champions.
When you're not playing really good. Champions, we'll see in the derby in 2 weeks.
The new manager.
Yeah, Inter winning again. Inter winning again. Spalletti, he'll give you the points. Also, Genoa showing really bad discipline, getting 2 red cards after that.
It was Tabet that got
Tarabt,
Tarabt.
The old Tottenham product. Really good player. He could be a good player.
Yeah,
but
that's the
thing. Yeah.
Tarabt,
he has something.
He's an idiot of a person. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But when he came to Spurs as well, that young age, like 17. Bunch of talent. One of his debut came in against Chelsea.
Yeah,
he did some amazing run, got a free kick. We
yeah.
equalized that game. We thought, you know what, this guy will be class.
No, but he's like Mido. You remember Mido? He was also a really good player.
But not the same kind of thing. Because like we've just signed a guy called Nadiri, and you look at his YouTube show reel. I mean, if I put my YouTube show reel, it looked pretty decent.
Yeah.
But they all look great. But he looks amazing, and so far so good. But he is one of those kind of ball players,
yeah.
like he was for you, Tottenham. He went to QPR as well, didn't he?
Yeah. Tatarapti went to QPR in Championship, where he did great in Championship.
Yeah.
I think that's the perfect place for him.
And then he came from QPR, he came to Milan.
Yeah, which was, I was laughing my head off when
and
that
he
happened.
Played, I would say he had 5 games, a run of 5 games, where he was amazing.
Yeah.
In that Milan, a weak Milan.
Yeah. And then
finished
he had 5
in
games
the
where
he was
the worst
and
player.
And they just like, what the fuck is this? They sent him back to QPR, he was there for some while, and then Genoa got him. He looks okay. For Genoa is a middle...
Listen, if
time.
He play,
they
he
play very English. It's the only side that plays in an English manner, you know, an old English manner is Genoa. So he kind of fits in because he's the creative. He's like the only creative guy in that team.
It's just simple. Adil Tarabt should play like Brendan Rodgers does at Celtic. He should always play for a championship. He should go to a championship team, be great, get them promoted, get sold to a championship team and do this for the rest of his career. He would have a great life.
He's a football fluffer.
He'll
is
be loved. Yeah, he's a football fluffer. Definitely.
Of course, just finish off Italy. Juventus Torino, a derby. Juventus just showing strength. What about Dybala? We've mentioned him a lot. That guy getting scoring twice again. I think he is he's going to be one of the best players.
He said quite
if
a fun.
He already is and is.
He said about Higuain not scoring. He said he just needs to relax.
Yeah.
I thought it was quite a nice thing from.
He's best outside of top 2.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
And let's have a look. Champions League on Tuesday. There's a game tonight actually. Arsenal West Brom, which. Oh, it was West Brom away when I thought Arsenal. That was the worst performance I've ever seen Arsenal play. But Basel, Benfica, Moscow, Man United. A lot of fans warned about going to Moscow.
Yeah.
You know, they're expecting trouble, you know.
I would like... I'm really looking forward to seeing that out of a Swedish point of view because we'll have Pontus Wernbloom that I think is a really... He's not a... He plays with what he's got, and he's really, really good at CSKA Moscow. And for me, it's a shame that the Swedish national team don't look at that player because he has qualities that we lack
it's
in
a
the
bit
Swedish
weird.
National team. Yeah,
But I
think, why is it so?
No, I think there was some kind of dispute, and then he just turned it down, and now they've changed. But I don't think he's gotten a call, basically. And I think he's one of those players that's getting regular playing time. He's one of the stars.
For years.
Yeah.
He's not the first season.
He's a good performer. He will win.
He's a very important player for that team. Yeah, he's been there for like 3 years.
Yeah, no, no, 5 years, I would say.
I mean, like a important player. So it's weird.
Go on, games on Tuesday.
God.
Thank you.
Anderlecht, Celtic, my lord. And then PSG, Bayern. Wow. I think that's a big game. And then Roma away to Karabag.
Yeah.
Carrier bag, and then Atletico Madrid, Chelsea.
Yeah.
So obviously Diego Costa, they'll probably bring him out on the pitch beforehand, and he'll take a shit in the new stadium and throw it.
I hate it
Conte.
When there's two so good games at the same night. I hate that. I don't know which one to watch, PSG Bayern or Atletico Chelsea.
But you were watching both games the other day, or you switched off. You switched off West Ham Tottenham, but you still had an.
It was fucking 3-0, man.
2-0.
Yeah.
3-0, bro.
No, yeah. You said 2-0.
Bro.
You switched at 2. I got the text there. You switched at 2-0 and said game over.
But it was game over.
And then you still. No. This is the amazing part, is you still had an opinion.
Yeah.
On the match you weren't watching.
Yeah. No, I think this is.
I went back to that game when I saw Chicharito's goal.
And then Juve Olympic.
60 minutes later.
Yeah, I went back. Because Atletico scored twice.
You can't see 10 minutes and then not watch for 65 minutes and watch 10 minutes say, I know exactly.
No, but I did. Okay, that's an exaggeration. Come on. I just missed 15 minutes of
it. With pornography, you must be absolutely all over the
15
place.
15 minutes is all I need.
Juve, Olympiacos, and then Sporting versus Barca. Let's just go quickly to Wednesday.
Yeah.
The Wednesday matches. Oh, shit, that was the Wednesday matches.
Yeah, because we play on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday is Seville, Maribor.
Okay.
Chocolate. And then Spartak.
Yeah.
It's if you don't want to say thank you, you can have a Spartak. Moscow versus Liverpool. Then Manchester City versus Shakhtar Donetsk. Napoli, Feyenoord. Besiktas against Rasenballsport, Leipzig. And then Monaco, Porto.
What teams are playing?
Really? And then Apoel against Hotspurs. And then Dortmund, Real Madrid. That's the game,
Dortmund,
I think.
Real
Dortmund,
Madrid.
Real Madrid.
Yeah. If we ask somebody if he.
Dortmund to win. I just said that.
What?
Dortmund will win against Real.
I think Dortmund might.
Take it.
I like them. I really do. We're going to be back on Wednesday.
Yeah?
We're going to do a pod on Wednesday. Sometime. Or no, we're not.
I'll cut this out.
Cut this bit out. But then now we've got to preview the whole weekend then.
No, we don't.
We don't.
No. You just say 1, 2, 3, just say go goodbye. I see you.
What I don't like about your attitude, Canal, is you think you own me. You look at me and you're like 1, 2, 3, now.
That doesn't disturb me. What disturbs me is that he thinks he's some kind of radio producer.
Yeah. I'm a
like being a rapster or a
guys, come
radiester
on.
Are you?
Is not the same thing.
Out of these three, who do you relate to most? Eminem, Dr. Dre, or Vanilla Rice?
Vanilla Rice. That's a deal, isn't it?
Vanilla Rice.
It's an old joke.
I know.
But why can't you answer? Answer
just answer the question.
Okay, Eminem and Dr. Dre.
Yeah, and Vanilla Rice.
Vanilla Rice. I just said that. Why are we doing this? Can you just say goodbye?
No, this is.
Stop
this
fucking
is,
ordering me to do stuff.
This is probably the best, the most only interesting that we talked about. Yeah. So can you be honest?
Guys, I need to leave.
Who would you?
What beat would you like to drop if you could drop a beat?
Beat it. With Michael Jackson.
You should never be in like celebrity interview because you suck on this.
Yeah, you just you really answer and there's nowhere to go after it.
No, exactly. That's I
you would then say beat it and then you go because the great thing about Michael Jackson was, you know, he touched kids and then would understand what kind of personality you were.
Yeah. He beat it while he
he beat.
So
you beat them up.
We'll be back next week. I'm off to New York next week. I've got some shows. I'm doing Salah Tuesday night, Eskatuna Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Upplands Visby on Saturday, all sold out.
Are you doing Saturday Upplands Visby?
But my
don't
tour.
Don't go there. Instead, go to watch me on Saturday.
You can't. They're all sold out. Every show sold out.
Good.
It's very bizarre. You but see, you can get tickets at owlpicture.com or go to Adil Fucky Tomato Ketchup in Tomato Ketchup. That's
you can definitely get tickets for that.
Owlpicture.com. So go see.
Minus sold.
Minus.
People have returned tickets they haven't bought.
Yeah, I have a gig as well. If you want to come on Friday, playing at Corken.
Shooting some elephants.
Shooting
lions.
Some elephants. No.
Oh, where's the gig?
At Corken.
In yeah, jail. He's going to jail.
Six. Okay.
That's the month.
What time are you on?
10 to...
What day?
Friday. 10 to 2.
Just for 10 minutes?
No. 10 from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
What kind of steel
I'll
are you
going to... I'll play some Vanilla Rise.
What kind of steel are you going to be spinning?
Okay.
Steel are you going to be spinning? I like that.
Thank you. Are you...
What plastic are you going to be wrapping?
Yeah, do you go off? Do you have a microphone?
No.
Do you MC like, yo, come on,
no,
1, 2, 3, 4, check, blah, blah.
Because this isn't Sydney in 2004. Come on, what's wrong?
Sydney 2004.
We don't know stuff like this, man. We're asking you.
We're asking you. You're the funny expert.
Yeah, if you
no,
ask
I'm not.
If you ask us, like, do Cross do this in stand-up show? It's not fucking Germany 1942, yeah. Man. Relax. It's like, you know. It's not Germany 1942 or how you understand. You know, it's just...
Okay, guys.
We just ask you a question.
I'm going to go home and Google
what
the music scene of Sydney 2004.
Yeah. What flow does you usually juice around?
Yeah, what juice will you be flowing? But what if someone... Here we go. If you don't have a microphone, what if someone...
Listen, we do stand-up. We didn't know kind of what comedy
guys,
we do. We're asking you, what kind of music would you play at this gig? You said you had a gig.
What if someone left their lights on in their car? Would you announce that? Okay. We'll see you next week.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.